This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
You know, I think as an expert on Christmas is Mary. She's the one who gave birth to the physical body of Jesus here on earth. I want to listen to Mary. I want to listen to Elizabeth, Mary's cousin, who said this. It begins in Luke 1, exactly where Kevin left off last week, verse 39. At that time, Mary got ready and hurried to a town in the hill country of Judea, where she entered Zechariah's home and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard, H-E-A-R-D, I want you to underline that word in your heart, heard Mary's greeting, the baby leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. In a loud voice, she exclaimed, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the child you will bear. But why am I so favored that the mother of my Lord," isn't that interesting? Elizabeth realized that Mary was carrying the Messiah, "the mother of my Lord, should come to me. As soon as the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the baby in my womb leaped for joy. Blessed is she who has believed what the Lord has said to her will be accomplished." I'm going to stop right there. We're going to continue in just 2 or 3 minutes with what's called the Magnificat, the praise, the psalm of praise that Mary offers to the Lord. But I want to talk about the word heard. Twice, Elizabeth mentions the physical act of hearing. "And when I heard your voice," when I heard the news, "the baby leaped in my womb as she was filled with the Holy Spirit." So much of what we experience in life comes about through hearing. This could be painful for some of you, because I've been with families in both scenarios. I've been with families when they get bad news. And just hearing those words physically, you just see them crumble. They collapse emotionally and sometimes physically. Their power to words. And conversely, when somebody gets good news, I've seen people stand up in a waiting room and say, "Praise God. He's going to live. She's going to make it." Power of what you hear impacts a person physiologically. And that's why Elizabeth said, when Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the baby leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. I want to give you some information about the power of hearing. A French ear, nose, and throat specialist by the name of Dr. Alfred Tomatis spent 50 years of his life devoted to understanding the ear and its functions. That's all he studied, was hearing. He believed that the ear was the most important of all of our sense organs. The ear controls balance, a sense of balance, rhythm, and movement, and is the conductor of the entire nervous system, he said. Through the medulla, the auditory nerve connects with all the muscles of the body. Hence, muscle tone, equilibrium, flexibility, and vision are affected by sound. Through the vagus nerve, the inner ear connects with the larynx, lungs, stomach, liver, bladder, kidneys, small intestine, and large intestine. Tomatis believed that high frequency sounds of 300 or 3,000 hertz and above actually activated the brain and affected cognitive functions such as thinking, spatial perception, and memory. He said listening to these sounds increases our attentiveness and concentration. You say, what's that got to do with the message today? A lot of stuff happens spiritually because of hearing. Is it any wonder that the Apostle Paul in Romans 10:17 would say this? Faith comes by what? Hearing. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God.
Listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.